What type of ones are? Oh, we have much of whatever they want.
Let's have them in
the base. In every oven, there are first two sigils, the sigil of Reach and the sigil of Zeach. Reach means the sigil of smell, and the sigil of Zeach, steam. Now, the Iker, we're learning Simchul Ches is the Iker that sigil only of Reach, and we've Iker on our time to go through there now, and where the Olam usually learns it in Simon Tzadik Beis by Boston Cholov over there, even though it's also only brought down there at Agav. So, Blinander and Simon Tzadik Beis will get back to it. However, what they do bring out from over here is a sort of the Poshik Asher. Some of the whole sugya of cooking in the tanner of one time, Basar Cholov or Issur Heter, and the question is, where is Zeach? Today night it's brought down Derech Agav, Derech Beis, or other places, but Maaseh, where is it? Elam points out, it's brought down Derech Agav a little bit by the Amor. Derech Agav, he says, that when Zeach HaZeh, Lemaaseh, is going to be Mutter, however, Elam came to Zia, Machbas, Mishneim, the Ozotzer, Afil B'Zeach HaZeh. Derech Agav says, when Zeach HaZeh is Mutter, Reach, no Issur. Derech Agav, he says, however, you have to make sure there's no Zeach. The Maaseh, but we have a whole halacha, a whole long Ramah, probably the longest amount of Shulchan Aruch. It's come to say all the Kol and Gedorim of the Tanner, when it can be, when it can't be, and the Ikka Zeach is missing. So you cannot tell me that it's only the case of a field, the Ikka is even Sharkless. If Alpha is the case of a field, the Beis is the case of Fischl. If Alpha is the case of a field, it's clear that you're cooking, baking something. The Beis comes along with Machab and says, if Bola Vashem Gedeh Zela Atzmoy Zela Atzmoy, even by Tanner Kotun, Tirsosim, Mutter, Mutter, Fischl, Mutter. Very nice and mutter, Reicha. What in the world ever happened to Zeach? What ever happened to Zeach? So, the kitzur, there are, seem to be, I'll say over how Reuven says it, the two kutz in the Klai Yisrael. There's one kutz in Klai Yisrael that says that clearly there's no Zeach HaTanur. No Zeach HaTanur. The one in the Kovitz Mahadrin and Topshin and Zayin, brings down no Zeach HaTanur. Because they quote it down from the Sefer Shut Evni Koral, a Sefer over 200 years ago, Berk, I think. That he quotes his Mahalach, he is his Kashul, and says there's no Zeh in the Tanner. He starts off saying why. First he wants to say, because the Seiko, where the fire is in the Tanner, is inside the Tanner. If it's inside the Tanner, just like we know that if you want to do our Golo, it can burn out Paliya. So certainly it burns out, it's Nisra of the Zeh, Zeh steam that's rising, it burns it out. He says, and even if that Soko, the each element is outside the oven, but we hold by our ovens are metal, Cham Miktosei Cham Kuloi, therefore, it's as if the element is inside and outside, there's no difference, and our ovens get very, very hot, hundreds of degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius, and therefore it burns out the Zeach. Therefore, says the Evni Koro, there is no Zeach HaTanur. The Yisrael Yitzchak brings it down the way, the Zafrani, what?
It takes time to burn out. So.
Burns out, doesn't get there, it burns it out. Therefore, there's a Kutz in Klai Yisrael, there's no Zeach in Tanur, and with the main Mayamokim that are coming from his Alice Simon.
See this steam coming out, he opens his oven.
Oh. So first of all, you ever look inside a glass window, there's no steam. Look at that, you see anything there when it's closed? Hollow. Beis is, it's not steam, that's heat. When you open the lid of a pot that's boiling, steam is rising. That's, you feel it has density to it, it has liquid to it. When you open up your tanner, what's hitting you? It's heat. There's no steam that's hitting you.
See on the glass? See.
You don't see condensation on the glass. On the oven, you don't see it. There's no condensation.
When you open the door, the hand and the cold get together, and
that's
how you get the
steam. Fine, that's easy, I know, but as far as the Messias is, again, you open up the door, what's hitting you is the heat, it's not condensation. And when it heats the shawl, you see the heat. When you take up a lid of a cover, what's rising is that steam. They are one's dry, one's wet. They feel different. Just try it. They just feel different. So, one before Isaiah is wet, that's steam. Well, when it's dry, look, it's only heat. It's a dry heat. Now those who say there's no problem. So the those who say there's no problem using an oven, where Reuben says over the large kutz and klai yisrael that says you want to use your oven, no problem with Zeach HaZeh, milk, no fleishik, whatever you want, no treif, you don't do treif. With fleishik, no problem. However, he says what the minhag ha'olam is that you put on the highest degree that it was beforehand, kablei kafoltoi, and then you can use it right afterwards. That's what he said. Nearly, he says put on the highest temperature before and preheat it, and make sure it gets the highest level, why to be machma kavle kafoltoi, and then he says that's the kutz in klai yisrael.
Oh,
step by step.
No,
Now, Lemaisa, as far as I know, the Kuta Klaisel is Mekel, is not Mekel as far as he says over. He might see one more to Machel, he has plenty of Shlaim is. Kuta Klaisel is Mekel, Maisa also wait Einu Bnei Yoyma. Makes Iman gets Nafkamino. The most dealing with is the Rabbonim of Einu Bnei Yoyma, the Dios of Bnei Yoyma. And the way the Oscar brings it down, the others bring it down, or the Be'er Moshe, others, they say you should put on the highest and make it Einu Bnei Yoyma, worse is the Rabbonim, they'll come on to these coolers. That's how I think the Kuta Klaisel is Mekel, they wait 24 hours. Now Avada, if the end everyone points out, and want Avada or others, everyone points out, Avada Be'en, you have to clean out. That's why you have to clean out.
Now if you don't,
so if it's, I also want to get to the 9 days, if the other type is there. So first, so there's the Kuta Klaisel, say, Chlora, Locha, there's no say over here. Now the other Kuta Klaisel, how, Rabbim calls over from Vosner. Nearly, he said Moshe is Mekel. I think Moshe is more on the Machla side. The Moshe is true on Yadav, Chalakal said Mem. He also discusses this Ramah. And he discusses Lemaisa, whatever happened to Zayah. So he says, by the case of Zayah, he says, read the words of the Ramah slowly. He says, Elam Gim is Zia Machlas Mishneim, lest we know this Zayah. Bestam, we assume there's no Zayah. If we know the Zayah in the oven, 100% you have to be machmer. You see condensation in the window of the glass, you have to be machmer. But the steamiest is, the stop is that there is no Zayah inside an oven. And Moshe calls it explaining daska when it's yavish, when something dry, or doing a fiyah, where you're baking it, but there's no lachlucha, you're not putting in something that's wet that you can't cook inside. You're putting anything dry inside the oven, dry things, then we assume there's no Zayah. However, he says two things. However, let's say you know the Zayah Aleph, or you say it's something that's lachlukas, wet, you have to know how much the wet is, then we assume there is Zayah. So Moshe says, otherwise we assume ovens do have Zayah. I want to chat in the case of Kuvchas. He says, the case is dry, the wholesome Kuvchas is the case where it's dry, and therefore the Moshe says, only if you know the Zayah we have to be machmer. Otherwise you won't have to be machmer. Pidus Mahala, all our ovens have a Baya of Zayah, which will have to learn the Sugya of Zayah, and only right now we're only discussing the Sugya of Reicha. Or according to Moshe, things are dry, there won't be a Baya of Zayah. Now again, this is talking about when you have only a clean oven, it was a dirty oven, Avada, it will be a Baya, because there will be Zayah once another, or Reich once another maybe. But those are the two main cheaters, is it a Zayah by Tana or not? The Moin Am and Nika Moin Am certainly are Mekel, happy in America, Maestro are Mekel, they do Zayah Chazer, usually wait 24 hours. Those, what?
Even Balak,
no problem, it burns it out. But Moshe gladly says if there's a heating element on top, says everyone will be water, why it burns it out? If the top is Moshe the Vada, it's mortar, that's no problem.
You burn it out to live on cows, should definitely be okay.
Sorry?
You burn it out to live on cows, definitely okay.
Yeah, live on cow, fine. Whatever the whole
lot of burning out is ready, live on cow.
No. Whatever live on cow is, you have to put a
most cash into it. Most in the oven is to live on cow.
You have to hook some of all I don't know. What? He has one Yodea called Alsa Mem, that's about saying Chan Ramah, and he has a true about to have a king element on top, is in Simon Test over there, end of the Simon Test.
Why is it
so
much in the oven? Isn't it also that very fancy? Why
is anyone just going to sit in the same time? So, according to my house, they say there's no Zayah in the oven. There should be no Zayah, there shouldn't be a problem with Zayah.
It could be dirty oven.
It could be dirty. There'll be another problem they discussed that they might splat one to another, but otherwise, it should be found. No, it's in the Namis Hadrei. It's Hadrei.
It's
Hadrei.
It's Hadrei.
No, we'll have to get to Reichel. We'll have to get to Reichel. Fine. Interesting, the Shalei discussed is there, let's say in the Reichel, you have to wait 6 hours in Reichel. Wait 6 hours in Reichel. Well, let's just the other way, you have to wait 6 hours in Zayah. So again, partially you cook cookies in the oven before, even if it's not been Yoyimah, someone can eat with Melchak, even say with Melchak, if it's been Yoyimah, you have to know what the issue is, why can you eat with Melchak. Fine, that's the way it's nice, let's say your mamish is Zayah then is rechted, you have to wait 6 hours or not. So, I think the guess is just the Akagav. First halach is, let's say, if you have a spaghetti cooked in the fleshik pot, does that make you fleshik or not? So to get 9 days, can you eat things that are cooked in fleshik pot? Can you use fleshik kalim? See the yeshiva all week, use fleshik kalim. That's not a problem. Not by not, there's no problem at all. You're allowed to eat within 9 days, and it will not make you fleshik. You can eat milchik right afterwards. That's clear. Not by not. I mean, noisentam, you can eat fleshik right afterwards. You can eat milchik right afterwards. What about one noisentam? What about one noisentam? That means, for example, you take an onion, you cut it with a fleshik knife, you have to wait 6 hours or not. So they've said the Pleshkin, Kivega, Beismeya, one time you don't have to wait 6 hours. That's cool, you don't have to wait 6 hours. So what happens, you have a case of Zaya, you have inside your oven, you have your chicken and your pterogogel, both uncovered. There's Reichel transferring, the Zaya transferring, let's say you see the Zaya, the chicken has wet inside, why has Lachluchas Schumann to it, let's say it transfers, you have to wait 6 hours in that. So, I know different people tell me different things in different Pleshkin, but I got a Verizon, starts with Teruvahs, he's giving Shuman on Teruvahs. So the end of his first tape on Teruvahs, in Sivet HaChetz by Kfelo, he says it's one of his questions yet for Vyashiv. Vyashiv is the Maishas Mutzal HaChilo. He comes up to be Sevech upon in the Kfelo, you taste it, you don't taste the meat. Point the Chiddush on Survival was saying, Maishas said that he personally is for Vyashiv. Vyashiv said, no problem, you have your tail kugel, it's inside your oven, you don't have to wait 6 hours, you eat it, you can eat your pizza right afterwards, no problem. Cooked two different pans, open, cooking at the same time, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Now, there are different reasons for it. One is, I used to Zalman Nechemiah, and he told me why. I'm over here. Ramo says, if you know the Zayah, Stom is no Zayah. What's the Bayah? Stom is no Zayah, you have to wait 6 hours. What's wait 6 hours for? Second reason. A third reason there, Zalman Nechemiah told me, is that we learned, one of the Rajman wanted to tell you that, because we don't taste it, no taste. From Semech HaKpeilo of Yisrael, even Lachatkili wanted to tell you, which is Chiddush, Pashti, Ken, Semech HaKpeilo, we say, give me Semech HaPanim. That's the one tape channel. Rashi said Mutl Chatchilo. Now the Chemi told me also Mutl Chatchilo. One is because he says Ramon. Ramon said only you know the Zayah. We stomp. There's no Zayah in the oven. Well, it's interesting. Shach and Simpei Tesh. Shach said in Simpei Tesh you have a pot that even as he cleaned it out, it still has the moshes inside of it of meat. They cook inside of a parva. Still you don't have to wait 6 hours. Why? You have no. He does not have any kavana. He does not want to have the meat inside. So yeah, when you have the potatoes and the chicken inside, you do not want to have the chicken inside your potatoes. It just happens to be two things you cook inside. It might be another reason why you don't have to wait 6 hours. The Svara is poshit. Is if you don't have to wait 6 hours, the person can say either because butter ben yishinayim, or because the shuman that's being moshik from the butter. Here there's no butter being moshik from the shuman, it's only zeya, it's only liquid. And v'oid, there's no butter ben yishinayim, so why do you have to wait 6 hours? That's Svara, that's poshit.
The zeya, what? The
by the tafshul, is the same thing.
That's a little meat, am I right?
Fine, so we're mapping
this.
Pashas not. If you want taking it a step further, two things. One is you show me the Eshel Avram and the Chidah and others have a maestro that the Svadim seem to be they used to cook chicken inside the oven, put it inside an empty cup. They would wait, after they finished cooking the chicken, the cup was full of Zeya. They would drink it. Drink it, Mamish. Cup full of Zeya. No Teruah, no Mamoshes. Cup full of Zeya. The Sfadim holds 6 hours of Mikadim, not like the Ashkenaz. We mentioned last time that we hold only the Mikumro. They hold Mikadim. Says the Chidah, you have to wait 6 hours. It's only Zayah. There's nothing. It's Tam. It's nothing. You have to wait 6 hours. That's Aleph. But if you want, Ms. Kriyal to Mikhaim Kriyevsky. I don't know the Sfadim right down there. Here. But if you want Mikhaim Kriyevsky, Ms. Kriyal to have a case, let's say you have inside your children. You put inside your Kishka, Parva, wrapped up in a plastic bag. You have to wait 6 hours? They both say you don't have to. Why? There's no boshim in the shinayim. There's only no tami moshim from. The Vosa says ma'ase can be so full because it can go through. If you have mamish a sealed plastic bag, brought down in the sefer, and the wood sefer was brought down in a beisbir kashrosoi from a dying donor. You know, from Vosner and Ms. Gurelis, those two that say you have a plastic bag inside your cholent, take it out. Your kishka has a taste of it, has a reyach, has a zeyas, gishmak, gevaldik. No problem. You can have your pizza afterwards.
What's the
challah? Yeah, about 6 hours. About 6 hours. You mean with milk to shell, but about 6 hours. Fine, so come down today, about you have to wait 6 hours. It's not worse than Tom. Rechel, about you have to wait 6 hours. That's the posture. As far as it is, it's not possible. I'm not being much of Tom. Fine, that's the kids is there. Again, we'll have to get more barichas and some cafes, lineta, and winter's man. Now, the sugya of Rechel. Sugi Rechob, Ikka the two Sugis, the Gemara Psachim, the Fine Vav, the Gemara in the Lord of Zara. The Gemara Psachim, the Fine Vav, has Machoikis to Avon Levi, and Rechob Nosu Rechob La Nosu. The Gemara has a give and take. The Gemara says, even the Mandi Omar of Rechob La Nosu is even when the Itzir Shumon, and the Mandi Omar of Rechob Nosu is even when the Hetir Shumon. Now the Gemara ends off over there, brings down the Tonar of Kahana that says a case of pas that was offer the Vosser, and you want to eat for Kutat, still we have a Breiso, the test to be Machmer. And also brings down another maaser over there. You have a benisei. You have a type of fish that got cooked with meat. The reich of meat also rovah said to be machmer not to eat it for kutach. So we have machlokes Rav Levi. The maskon of the Gemara sounds like we have a baiser and we have rovah mei harzikoi. And they seem to both paskin the Rav is Levi. Seem Paschkin like Rav, that Reichel is Mosa. That's the Paschal signal in the Pesachim. And therefore, Tosh over there says, for that reason over there, we pass like Rav, Reichel is Mosa. The Bayah is, we have a sugya in Avodah Zarah, we have a case by Yain Nesach, Pasta, hey, the person makes the hole inside the Chavius and smell the Yain, see if the Yain is good Yain, not good Yain. So Machlokes is over there, Rav and Abaya. If Reichel Mosa, Reichel and Mosa. Abaya holds Reichel Mosa, Rav holds Reichel and Mosa. Even though the cloud, Machlokes is over and Abaya, everyone knows they want to see it. Rocha is like Rav, Chutz Miyalki Gam. Rav holds Reichel and Mosa. Lukura Sears like Gemara, the one Gemara that says Rav and Abaya, Reichel and Mosa, Bashem like Rav. We have another Gemara Pesachim, Rav and Levi, and the Maskon Gemara, we have a Bryson, we have Rav, Tzim Tepaskin, Rav Ashi, Tzim Tepaskin like Rav, the Reichel Mosa. Steer the Gemara. How do you answer it? The first of those who clearly Paskin, the Iker is like Rav, Reichel Mosa, Rabbi Antam, Rabbi Nechanal, Balamor, they Paskin, Reichel is Mosa. However, what do you do with Reichel is Mosa? And why Maisa Machlekes? Fine, those parts of the Maisa, Roy Rishon no pass away. Roy Rishonim, Rashi, and the big Rishonim, the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh, and Abba, and the Raj, but all the parts came Iku, Roy Rishonim passed not away. They passed in Reichel is Lad Moso. Reichel Lad Moso. Ayla Maisa, what are you going to do with the Gemara seemed to say on Psochem to be Machmer not to eat this pass with Kutach? Maisa, why not? So the Rif Kiddua has two Tiyotim. One Teret you want to say is like Dovah Shishlam Atirim, Heter Beheter, which we don't pass him like. Another Teret you want to say, you only give it, we say Reichel Ad Milsim, going to Levi, is only a Din Lechatchila, not a Din Lechatchila. Not a Din Lechatchila. And the Rabban has a different Teret you want to say, Machlam Basu B'cholov, the Rabban says even Din Lechatchila, but the Ikkud, the Pashkin go through Rif. So again, there are two machlokes you're showing us. One machlok you're showing them, how do we paskin? We paskin Reichel Ad Milsa, Reichel Ad Milsa. One machlok you're showing them. The second machlok you're showing them is in Levi, holds Reichel Ad Milsa. Is it Din L'Chathchila or Din B'Di'Eved? Is it Din L'Chathchila except for Vosu B'Cholov or Machman? Or is it Din B'Di'Eved or Machman or Kesh L'Chathchila? Those are two separate machlokes you're showing them. Maisa clearly, we paskin in the Sephalof of Yankov Ches, the Mechaba and all the places go that way, we paskin like Levi, that Reichel Ad Milsa, Aleph. Second, we paskin Reichel Ad Milsa is only a din b'di'evid, not a din l'chatchila. Not a din l'chatchila. Therefore,
after it happens,
it's after. It's still that's still the case of l'chatchila to not eat a ukuta. That's what Rambam goes on saying. What does he get l'chatchila b'di'evid? Those are shot. What l'chatchila b'di'evid means all over. Over here, clearly l'chatchila b'di'evid means if you have another option to use it without throwing it out. That's considered l'chatchila. That means you can eat this pas without kutach. Eat the pas without kutach. You can buy bread from Yisrael from a goy. Says Ramah, buy pas from Yisrael. Don't buy from a goy. Has Yisrael inside of it. You have another option. Do another option. That's the case. How the Meister, the Machaber, the more clearly paskin. Again, we paskin the Levi Reichel Ad Milsa. If you want the Mishnebura and the Magaram, the place in Pesachim in Pesach, paskin Malocha Reichel Ad Milsa. However, the all paskin l'chatchila avada to be machmer, but the ever avada we are mekel. Now, there's a long Ramah over here. He goes through different pratim. The kitzur, to go through the why it's not that much nagel. The kitzur, there are really four main atarim over here. Even though we pass in lechatchila, it's going to be usher. The four times the four can be mutter. One time is discussed. This whole tight din is by case of one shuman and one kachush. What happens if both of them are kachushim? Both of them are lean. They don't have any fat to it. They don't draw any taste out of it. What's the halacha in that case? They come along the Taz and the Shach, and they come to argue the Torah Tchatzis, and they say, based on Kushim, the Maisa, the Alokas, the Mekel. Before it's Mekel, no problem, even like a Chilo, you're allowed to cook inside the oven. The Maisa, the Prima Gonim says, and you learn some Kofay, that we are never sure what is Kofas, what is Shuman. We're never sure, and therefore we always seem to give a Gedda, and to be Machmer, that everything in Kofas has a Gedda of Shuman, and therefore we're not the Ikas Semich upon this Kulo. Of two things that are kachosh to be mekel. Why? We're not sure, and therefore we're not the kiyum, and therefore we always give a get of anything kachosh like shuman, except for pas. Pas, everyone knows for
liver
sure.
As well.
What?
Liver as well. The liver is
kachosh. No, even for everything. For
everything. Clearly, the case of liver being a
kachosh. Yeah, liver is made for a different reason because the liver dam is coming out. It's not. It doesn't kolosh affect other things. That's kachosh. It's kachosh. Mice again, the Poskim say clearly that even though the times of Shach and Mice Mekel, we go that way, however, since it's not the key, Mice, therefore we are Machmer. Past the Mice, we are Mekel, however, still the people of Adam end up with Machmer Tavla Bracha. That means, let's say you want to have your Machmer Shalom, the Spam Bignan, your Machmer Shalom, cook inside your oven. So make a din, Machmer Tavla Bracha, not to cook inside your oven. Why? Because Mice are Bayah Recha. Mice, we do what the Bada Klaw, Tad Shach is Mekel, even the Krim Gom is Mekel, this says a Machmer Tavla Bracha. If it's better not to do it inside the oven. However, Vada Mika Din Vada is more to do it inside the oven. Now, this is slight fire. Maybe we'll have to discuss a different time. There seems to be a Mishnah Berurah that seems to say Psachim, this is Al Chela, has other things inside of it, has Shemen inside, a spice inside. Maybe as a din of Nat of Kochush, maybe as a din of Shumon. I have mine back into the Mishnah Berurah. Not close to me. But Maisa, the article of one, clearly says all Al Chela that Machish from Mika Din can cook inside the oven. However, Machmet Al Abrach Al Supreme God. Well, that's one heter, the Maisu, Machmer, Ksefer, Pas, and Machmer, Tavla, Bracha. A second heter, they bring down, is by Tana Godel. Tana Godel, so it's a Mechalik, we show a Mechalik between Tana Godel and Tana Kotu. Now first, what is a Tana Godel? See if it's in Geatos. The numerous form, different ways, I know Rechsa Shurin says 36 clues, I'll just go how the article says it. The article says there are two main cheaters. The article brings down that either the Pekachub over here by us and the Simon Talek Zion brings down a Yad Leo and a Prima Godim. Prima Godim by us and the Talek Zion says that when it says a Tana Godel Yudbez Asroinim does not mean the Halal, the hole inside, it means the ground. Yad Yudbez Asroinim on the ground as if the Chala is a Tefa. Chala is a Tefa. Now how much is that? Where the Oscar brings down is 272 square feet. 272 square feet is oven, that's a Tana Godel. Less than that is a Tana Kotel. Fine, that's Prima Godim Shita. That's certainly not our offense. I don't think anyone disagrees with me. Fine. The second Shita, the Pesach Jew brings out from Yad Leo and Simcha Fei, the Shir is the Chalal, and how much is Yud Beis Asroinim? It's 22 cubic feet. 22 cubic feet. Now, the Lice of the Oscar says all our ovens are not that way. Not the bigger Shir and the smaller Shir, all our ovens should Tanner Cotton. I know other Shirams say drop differently. They want to say some the American ovens are Tanner Godel, the Israelis aren't Tanner Godel. Fine. What? I don't know what the size they are. I don't know what 20 cubic feet is. I'm not sure. No. Fine, whatever it is. But like I said, our ovens are authorized. Clearly, all our ovens are not Tana Godel. That means this head to the Mechaber, before we even get to Ramah, the ones that have had to Tana Godel and Tate Suach, our ovens are not Tana Godel. That means the size of the Pesach Tshuva is 272 square feet. That certainly is not the 22 cubic feet. Also, the small shit you have, the yellow floor, it's not also. Fine. Now, first, in this heter of Tana Godel, Tana Kotun, is it Machlokis Mechaber Amon? Mechaber says you have a heter of Tana Godel and a Pipasuach. Come along with Amon and says, Noigim Lachakmel Lachatkhila Filip Tana Godel, but Ever Lahoko Filip Tana Kotun. Now, what does that mean? So, the way how the Prima Godel explains the Shach, that really the Amon is coming to explain the Mechaber. There is no Machlokis over here. Avada, if it's a Pasuach Legamri, Avada, everybody is Mutter, went to Tana Godel. And the Moors come and say, when it's an only Pesuch for Mikzas, then they come home to be Machmer. That's the Prima Godel wants to explain it. And Tana Sheni, look at the Goyin. The Goyin saying, no, the Moors arguing on the Mechaber. And the Moors says, by Tana Godel, you have to be Machmer. However, the Goyin, anyway, he says, basically, all the Pesuchim Pashtun like the Mechaber. Third Mal, the Chokhmah Sodom, that he says, the Moors coming to argue on the Mechaber, and we're knowing to be Machmer like the Mechaber. Like the Moors. That means it comes out, in Tana Godel, first of all, we don't have Tana Godel. A second, even if we have a Tana Godel, the Chokhmah Sodom says the Amor is being Machmer against the Mechaber. We don't have the tattoo anyway. Fine, so we have two terms that the Chur is not a Geritos. One heter is a case of Kochlish, where Machmer, and even my past Machmer, Tavla Brocho. A second heter is a Tana Godel, where Meister Chokhmah Sodom says to be Machmer, like the Amor. Gamma to Machoikis, but that's what the Chokhmah Sodom says. And we don't anyway have a Tana Godel. Two term that isn't a Geritos. And why the Chur we never discuss the concept of Recho, Lalocho, any practical application. One case is that Amor brings down Zechazer, no Recho. Zechazer, I don't think anyone will ever cook milk and fleishiks in the oven at the same time. You don't cook treif. The only thing you cook is milk and fleishiks. None at the same time. Everyone knows you have to clean out the mamoshes. Anyway, you want to do possible color. It's not negeya. Therefore, with one simple heter, Zechazer, the mice of the place from our mekel. One heter. A second heter of the place coming down, the Amor brings down, if one of them, not both of them, if one of them is mechosa, one of them is closed. If, for example, everyone knows you're on an airplane, you get your food, they heat up inside the oven, it's double wrap, bust and salmon, I am double wrap, they give it to you, and the mice, they could be cooking inside tray, going to TWA or whatever they have, all these different airlines, not Al Al, that doesn't have trays before, but you go in here, You go any other airline that has kosher and has shame inside, what's your heter? Why? There's no rech, there's no zeh, anything that's double wrapped or even single wrapped, before there's no bayah, and therefore there's no problem when it's covered. Now, the shach does bring down by davar charif to be machmer. However, the way that Chanuk explained the shach to machmer, but davar charif, that's only in the case where it's talking about being covered with betzak, with dough. However, when being covered with a regular wrapper, a regular cover, the chud not be machmer at all, and if it might suppose to be
makel.
Cover totally, they can get through.
Why are they telling you double wrapper?
Now, the ikka, the place can say it's double wrapper because else you don't do a good. Two reasons. It's really a chumrah, and 100% of those pushes should do. Why? First of all, it doesn't get wrapped that well, and sometimes it comes through. And sometimes also you want to peek and check and see if it's hot. You know, it's double wrapper to making sure they have to take it out.
Tinfoil
is wrapped, it's fine.
Yeah,
but the recha is usually just goes up and they go down. If one of the they also the patch goes up, the recha shouldn't be a problem. Don't be
even
steel
ear type. Even if the side
is open, it's half and
bottom
is closed. Double wrap it.
I don't know. Is it double wrap the bottom, or is it the bottom on the clean and one wrap on the bottom? Is it double wrap the top, or...?
Before the problem is only that it rises. Before the problem. No, that's not eating it the same together. It's about the Sheishoi is a different halacha. So, halacha, if you want to move this over, it's really just double wrap, no problem. You do it in the airplane, everyone does. Problems with bikfias, but doing it alright, you go to a place.
Why is the problem with
bikfias? Several shallows. Maybe you'll end up not doing it wrapped.
And if you're
renting? Renting? Ask your own.
Why do we do
it? There might be a bayah that you might forget to do wrap it. Might be. I'm saying a kroy certainly is no problem. I know Pesach and Michael, no problem about kroy. The kfiyas, you have to know.
The
kfiyas? The women is never good to do kfiyas, so I'll always mess up. And the guy's bottom always mess up.
How
do airplanes do the kfiyas? No, it's there. First of all, it's always double wrapped, always set up, and it's always. You won't need it, it's not double wrapped.
If you're in the microwave, are you always double wrapped?
Always double wrapped, there's nothing, it's a kosher microwave, yeah, what's the problem?
Even in the
mushroom
trace
stuff? In the airplane, you have mamash chazir and you have your food. And it's too crafty, you only have buses al manayim. You do it in the airplane, everyone flies in the airplane, is not allowed to pay a hard price, they're eating the semichanas. And mashallah, no problem. Karif, no problem. What? What's the problem with them? They have more of a head to it, they're even worse. They ain't even better, no! Don't argue. No, not talking about that. That's there. It's chazir. Mamish chazir. Any trade airline that's allowed. Yeah, that's open. That is open. You never asked me to check. That is open. Not a problem. Fine. There's more here, but I think we only spent 2 days. We'll get back to it. There's a week on the sim. This is how I keep getting yes, and this guy don't know anyway the sugya of 9 days. So, see how much you can get through, what's in the gear. First, it's not something that everyone has, by the way. You take a shower. Wash your shower like you take a shower. So, the more in the Talmud of the Aleph, the Luxor of 9 days, says you can't take a shower, you can't take even a cold shower, which we will pass in that way. And said only from the other viraglas you can take with cold water, otherwise, it's also. The more, the shrua is beginning to hold him, for shalacha. Oil is Makel, I don't know, Boss seems to be Machmer, Mishwur seems to be Machmer, Atalas. Bases, everyone likes over saying, over, different Gdelem always say, we go to the Shiloh about, you know, can you take a shower? The Gdelem always say back to you, you know, find a awful, they never seem to ask me this question. If you feel the tar and the Gosho, the Korbin, based on Mikdosh, the awful don't ask us this question. Maisa, where's your Gosho with your feeling and why are you taking a shower for? We'll come to the other side, but let's just build first Machmir, where they're coming from, why I don't have time that people don't make showers. Let's do that way first. Third of all, listen, that works for these workers here, it's not for us. Third of all, the halacha is avada, unless you have lichluch, you have tzar in your hands, or you have dirt in your hands, avada allowed to wash it off. Lichluch is can be avada mutter, push halacha, you can keep it, tish above. Anytime Zad is mortar. So do a shower for tainig, a violet also. What is Zaya? Is Zaya lichluch? Is Zaya taking off sweat? The other type of Zaya. What is that? Is that mitzad lichluch or is that mitzad tainig? What is Zaya? Tzadach HaShulchan, take it from there, that's Taino. It's not dirt, it's not soya, it's not mud, it's not, it's Mamash Taino. The first of HaShulchan being down from the Paiskin, we want Taino, first of all, that Zay is a case of Taino. And if we cannot wash off Zay, it's not Taino. I don't want Taino, there's a Mishabur that says, you allow to take over Tisha B'Av Zay on the Tisha B'Av, why? Because he argues and says, Zay is Nichol Nehet of Lichluch. Says of Chaim Kanievsky, numerous forum, doing a short time, writes back, which moving Mako whenever, yeah, of course, the Chayla is sickness is there, he sweats profusely. The Mamaj also threw a one geyser, after Chayla, one geyser, Mitzad the Zaya. Otherwise, even the Mishavua is not going to be Mako. So, Vadim Chaim Kanievsky says, first of all, Zaya, you want to wash off sweat, first of all, there's a Shulchan, Maisa, is Machmet, Nichol, and Tainer. And second of all, even the Mishavua, when he's being Mako, only being Mako, someone has a Chayla, has this type of sickness. Boy, you do even know the Chanish Maisa, is Machmet. He lives in Nebrak and gets much more hotter than Yishlaim, and Mamash gets sticky and sweaty, and Lamaisa Chaim Kanievsky says over from Chaznish. And Kidu Lamaisa, he about the Pasuk Machmer, and there's an interesting letter in Shailas Rav in the Chelik Beis. The person is him about the Chumash of the Chaznish. So he wrote back stark. Ain't the Chumash of the Chaznish. El is the Gomer Medina de Poiskim. Don't tell me the Chaznish or the Chaim writes back. That's the Medina de Poiskim. He didn't want to answer the guy's question. The guy writes back to him, let's say it bothers other people, it's not free, it's mamish, it's not. She says, what's that to me, Michael? Ain't lahokal. The person writes back, what about Lel Tfilo, you know, the Isha, you know, Mitzvah? What's that to? No hatter. It's the Maestro, not Filo. No, not Filo. It's not nice. Now it's going to start somebody else. I'm going to talk to you. So Maestro is one foot in Klai, so four of them all is backed by cold shower, hot shower, any shower is also. Mishbu seems to go that way. And Rechaim Kiduv, the Chaznish, says the Vad is no heter.
What's that?
Don't have Chinese other than Israelis, okay? I'm trying to tell where there's an other side where the people are coming to Machmer, because the Americans don't send, each one doesn't send the other one. That's first.
They can do Panav Yalta Zaglos.
In cold water.
Okay.
What Panav? What's the other one? Zaglos?
You get most of his day off already then.
So Panav, according to this, Chaim Kiduv, he says, Yadav. Chaim Kanievsky says it's still here.
So Shabbos is the whole thing.
No, Shabbos is funny on the Rangel, then fine.
Why are you making Chaim Shabbos in there?
No, who says the whole thing? No, same thing. Machloek is what is hands? Hands here, here, or here, right? Three sheets. But Chaim says what's hands? It's still here. So we get on the day over here. Rangel of the place will say it's not a gear, we don't show our feet. Shabbos says it isn't a gear, but other places will say, and Chaim Kanievsky says, not a gear, Rangel. Not a gear to Rangel, your hands are still here and your face is over here. How much day are you getting off? If you go all year round, the place is not Mako. If you went, all the people don't go, you have no heter. If you go to the mikvah, I know that. Fine, Maestro. So why, where is the Makar to be Mako? Who said it can be Mako? Maestro, again, sports are more into Mr. Bureau. So, first, the other side. The locha of Tisha B'Av is a locha of like Shiva. The locha of the 9 days is a locha like Shloshim. That's first what the Paiskim say. Clearly, Gemara says Rishonim say Tisha B'Av is like Shiva, and the 9 days like Shloshim. That's clear. Now let me ask you a question. Since Shloshim, will I take a shower?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no, not even cold water. The Gemara says during Shloshim, you cannot take a shower in cold water. Therefore, the Molech Shtosser says you can take a shower here during the 9 days, can do it during 3 days, can do it for 9 days, no big deal. The Shach over there argues, and the Mishavu on the people, the Ikka the place, and the Minikvai, so we make a latte with a cold shower. I take a cold shower. So first of all, those who come along and say, very nice, you are more being Machmer, and say, can take a cold shower during the 9 days, but 9 days is like 30 days, like Shloshim. Shloshim latte cold shower. That's Aleph. Those who want to say, the Gom say, an oval never is. First of all, two things. I don't know any oval does not is during Shloshim. Aleph. That looks like Shloshim. Beis is, I just know, at Kraven, we think Shiva. And I know every single one is drinking shiva, the is the rub, can I take a shower? Every single one got a different sock. One said cold water, one said with soap, one said only aver, fine, however they do it. But every single person I know, when I had cravings and shiva, every time I ask them the is the rub, the shiloh at the end of the week, everyone said yes. So if you tell me by oval they don't, as far as I know, an oval does drink shiva. Shloshim, everyone's mice is makel, they don't ask, they don't go to the shack, the mice always makel. Those who are tiny, everyone tell me different cuddles. Third day of the week, stop. Shloshim during the week. I don't know which oval won't take a shower. He's sweating. Shiva also. I know they my craving might is. You can tell me all the craving don't want me. Could be my craving was in the weather, wasn't even hot, wasn't in the fine. So my said this tiny that they quote I know everyone quotes a different gullah for the Taina. I don't understand it, because Shloshim is certainly not even Emes, and even Shiva, people do ask. So first of all, there are those who want Taina to be Mekel, take a shower to the, during the 9 days, very simple. I'm just quoting with Sternbach, or Sternbach has a Bedat from Shuvas and Homnes, Kalik Dalit. He the Maisi has 4 weeks to be Mekel, and says anyone who's Machmer, not Shavuot Shachaboy, is a Tmur. He's a Bedat, and he quotes the Chayat Nish, he quotes Chaim Kinevsky, and says Chaim Kinevsky, he's from the Chaim Nish, a Maisi, he can't pass him from the stories, and then what right to be Machmer. The Maisi said, anyone who's Machmer, again, the Bedat, he lives in Shlaim, he knows the Nigeria, so he the Maisi says, anyone who's Machmer is a Tmur before he gets Shavuot Shachaboy. One story says, first of all, Alochi, the numerous Svarim say, don't exploit him, not take a cold shower, he'll also take a cold shower. Cold shower does not mean that you're freezing. Cold shower just means you don't enjoy it. Meaning the person can say lukewarm, the Chamim is right, 98.6, whatever, as long as you don't enjoy it. Drop less of what you enjoy, Maisa, and other Vadu, you're also. That's one Svarim. A second Svarim is the Maisa, Mishmu is Mekel Fazeah. Mishmu is Mekel Fazeah. He said, on Tishabov and Yom Kippur is the rice it could be. And Tishabov, Mamash of five Anuyim. Mishmur is Mekel Tishabov. You tell me the 9 days the kid take off Zaya, and Mechaim is Territ, the Machmur of Zaya is Yamagas Kiddush. It's Yamagas Kiddush. He says the Mishmur is why he did not doing it without Tainig. He writes the words. Not doing it without Tainig, doing it without take off the Zaya. Why is the person taking a shower? Take off the Zaya. Not coming to do it without Tainig. Why? It bothers you, it echoes you. To say the Mishmur means that it wasn't the Farish himself, it means someone was a Chaylo, the sickness, and Yamagas Kiddush. That's the Mamach coming from Shiva. That's all. A third thing is they want Taina is what's the Rechitza? In those days, talking about when they had bathhouses and they went to hot water, even cold water, but you sat down and it was a bathhouse. Maitha, who's in the shower, is the problem. Shonen to Malacha, Shonen and others want Taina, a shower. We see numerous Chulukim by showers to a bathhouse, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif. Maitha, the Pula is not a Pula of Taina. Rechitza is better than Pula of Taina. You sit there and they have Geshmakite, and it seems to be a Maitha of Taina. Taking a shower is not a Pula of Taina unless you sit there and you enjoy the shower. You just go in and out, and that's not a Maitha of Taina. That's part of the swore one, the one we make a bite also. Make for it's not a mice of Tainuk. A fourth reason, at least Cholopavis from Rosh Chodesh to be Mekel, is that Amal is calling a Trumas Hadesh to be Machmer from Rosh Chodesh. Look in the Trumas Hadesh inside, he ends off a Machmer Tovel Abracha. The Amal took it further on Trumas Hadesh, but the whole Mayim Mokim is only Tovel Abracha. A Tovel Abracha on an oval Mutz of the Shloshim, on cold water, on a case of Zayed Mutzko in the Mishri Brua, on a case that's only a shower, says the Shtomach, you want me Machmer, you're Tmur. Only Machmer does not be Machmer, Shpul Shochaboy, and even that he's Mekel, said to take over Zayah. And the Moshe is Mekel, and the Akramnetsky's Mekel, and Baker, the Americans only are Mekel, the Shtomach, the Badat is Mekel, those who are Machmer, fine. Yesh for Yesh in Klai Yisrael. The Moshe is brought down in Rabbi the Tefer. Rabbi the Tefer, Rabbi Yaakov is Emes Liyakov.
What about Shmoh?
Emes Liyakov, yes, Tefer, Emes Liyakov. In the order of 541, I think. First, if your vada has, it should be not hot water. I got my motion to make a with hot water. But the ikur, whatever you can get off the zay, you should do first. That means if you need cold or hot, get off with cold, take it off with cold. Soap or hot, the first thing to say use soap, because hot is more the minig, is more the halacha, and cold is only mitzad kumah ba'alma. So first, the first thing to say, Yaakov Netsky says, first cold and then soap. You can do that, then use lichanami hot water. Why are you not doing mitzad tainus? There seems to be the sermon machloikis is, if you cannot do something, the iser is to do a chitza, or the iser is to do the svar behind the chitza. The svar behind is why you should not do it for tainig. Okay, I'm not doing it for tainig, I'm doing it to take off the zayah. That's how Moshe and other Achanim are learning. Chanim's understanding, chitza is also, zehu, the din is a din, that's the iser. So the fine, that's one shot among the paiskim, the yesh v'yesh and klai yisrael, again, that also, avadi cannot tainig on anyone who was machmer, again, that those who certainly are very stark. Maisa al lel tefilo, just in the Chomish Yisrael, it's safe for Likun on 9 days and 3 weeks. He brings down no one who is Machmer, and only brings down Mekil, and brings down from Netek Avil, who says, Kabolomer Vesenu, that for Lelot Tefillah can take a shower, even hot water, even a man. Hot water, even for a man. Sorry, it's the Meister. Avada said the place can be for one Mafia, other people, Avada, you make all to take a Vazaya for yourself. Avada, if Mafia others, Avada, take a shower, not the Mekil, not the Machmer, it's free Machmer. So again, there are two different sheetahs, two different kvutas in Klai Yisrael. By Zayin, often we have two different kvutas, and Zayin over here with two different kvutas in Klai Yisrael. Fine.
Soap versus
No, yourself. Now there is all those one time and one time ahead of the day. It is better than the third mouth in Klai Yisrael. The Vos and the Riashiv seem to say once you take a shower today, you have to do Aver. The way it's one time in Klai Moed, you wash your hand and then you take it out and dry it. You wash your other hand, take it out and dry it. Wash your leg, take it out and dry it. Fine, that's the Vos and the I don't think the Americans go that way. They just take a shower like a Moshe says, no problem. Shor Shachaboy, the Moshe is making everything. The Shtrumach says the Matmiya on the Rosh Chodesh, Shor Shachaboy, it's enough you machm over there. You come to knock all the mahalach.
No, mahalach will put your whole body in water.
But Moshe, the place in America that I'm making, fine, each one on his own. Fine, another shayla is, who depends upon the same shayla, is what is the get, what is the issel here, is also by case of begodim. Now, begodim has numerous gezeiros upon it. There are six different gezeiros by Tokuf and Malach by the 9 days. But one is, can you wear freshly laundered clothing? So can you do what? The halacha has been forged by an oval, and Simon shouldn't pay test to Malach. What does an oval do? The oval turns and forges. You cannot wear freshly laundered clothing. Maisi doesn't know when it first passed away, what do you do? So the Muhammad says, the Amos says, what do? You give another person to wear it for you for a shah. For an hour, the shah says, la dafka an hour, zman ma. Zman ma, how long is that? One table quotes will be ashiv 10 15 minutes, another one quotes in a half hour. Fine, they get it, but etzim, it really depends. It should not be fresh. That means if you sit there, you don't move for 15 minutes, it does nothing. Sometimes you really, it should not be freshly laundered. That's your story. And again, that's the inner of Avelis. Now, by us, we cannot do that by, like, an oval give somebody else. So we're all in the 9 days. So what do? We all wear before the 9 days. We wear today before Shkia. The Rebbe says, they get a Shkia. Like, not the says, you have until Shkia. Get your play sticks or take your shower until Shkia. Agav Chaim says, you can take a shower a minute before Shkia, no problem. Don't think you have to walk in being sweated. He says, you can take a, even Chaim says, you can take a shower before Shkia. I'm putting on fresh one clothing a second before, no problem, no bayah. Sorry? You have to come out. No, you can. If the wood is closed, you can stay inside.
Oh, you don't have to stop. So nice to be in the middle of the street.
You can't even. No, I didn't say that.
I
just said
that. No.
So by the Godim, the Avada, what do? We wear the Godim beforehand. The Shalom, what about Big Day Zayah? You have to wear Big Day Zayah before the 9 days, your undergarments and your fat. Now, also, what? Also, Shloshim Maisa, yeah, other people should wear it for you. Now, Maisa, if you want a simple eight, let's say if you get to wear things before, you can, one eight is very simple, give it to a Sradi, you give it to a guy to wear it for you, it's no problem. Except if you don't want a guy maybe, or a Sradi, maybe you can, for just like an elderly can here also. But a very simple eight is to give it to a Sradi to wear for 20 minutes, if you got it, you can wear it afterwards. Sradi doesn't have only a Shosh Kaba, my colleague is Sradi in Benishchai, and he finds there's a Baiskim and a Kavachayim, but let's say Sradi Mamekel, so you can give it to a Sradi to wear for you, like novel. But Big Day Zayin Maisa, Shalom on the Pleishkim, what Allah is, can you have to try it on before or not? So even the Makilu, even the Moshe nearly, is not being made by Big Day Zayin, they can stop, switch socks and undergarments. It's only the Makilu are going when it's going to cause irritation and pain. If you wear your socks for 3 days, it'll cause you pain. So after 2 days, you can change it. But let's say after 1 day to 2 days, it won't cause any irritation or pain, because there's no have to switch.
The
Allah is, no we're not. Look over there.
Any shells here, you'll make them.
We're not. Looking at some Beites and the Pesach Tshuva's over there. I forget, even the Pesach Tshuva, they said you have to get someone else to try on the garments for you. The halacha, the Paiskim, again, from Avela, as far as I know, and the one of whom gave Shabbat yesterday, he went to drop different. The halacha of wearing fresh linen clothing, not after wearing it, we see it even by gloves, touching your skin, or tablecloths or linen, those things for Maisa you cannot change. Those who Machmas say you should wear Big Day Zayah beforehand. The Reuven went to Smahalach, should wear it all beforehand. Those who go that way, some taking the Korle Moy being down on this, the place can make them putting on the floor, Dain Weiss or Volson on this, the same upon the place can put on the floor, we're not making on it because of because they want to be making upon it. However, those who are Makel, who quote a Moshe being Makel, or if you look at the swarm who are being Makel, they're only Makel. Why? Because when it causes irritation and pain, it's not worse than Rechitza. Rechitza will cause you pain. You're not doing Mitzat timing, you're causing it. Why? Not to have pain and irritation, then you'll have to change. Otherwise, Stam Lakur to change the Big Day Zayah. I don't know anyone who Lakur is going to be Makel. Right. Swachma, that's a shame.
Stepping
in. Won't correlate my.
Stepping in.